Hey guys, Paul here. Come along and see us. Let's go.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Wow, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Skip diddle-oo, my darling, or whatever that song was. Skip to Lou.
Skip to my Lou, or skip to Malou, my darling.
Skip to Malou. Hey, Carla, thanks for getting up early this morning. I realized the key to our taping schedule early in the morning is to get up a little earlier, and I was pushing it a little bit and felt rushed.
That's the last thing you want.
And today, you know, I was so non-rushed today that I even exfoliated.
And it shows. You didn't need to say that. Everyone knew. Look at you.
Just
you're
got
glowing.
A neighbor coming, going out to Huigan Tennis, and he's driving by me, and he says, looking good. That felt good. That felt really, really
wow,
nice.
You know what that means? That means inter-neighborhood love.
I think he'd be up for that.
Oh.
Maybe.
How about you?
You're not getting any younger. Not getting any younger. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Next trip?
Absolutely. What's that? What's that, Josh?
When's Carlos' next trip?
Well, we are supposed to go on a trip in September.
Oh, Mike, we just got this email. Your ticket didn't clear, so you're going to have to stay home. Oh.
The only one I'm worried about is December, and Josh knows that. I get real hinky about that.
Well, Christmas?
I just have a feeling the shoe's going to drop. Not Christmas. We have a little thing called the cruise. Remember that?
Oh, that. Well, you see, that's to me, that's its own entity. I mean, that's not. That's the cruise. That's not a month.
Rob is looking at that as Christmas.
I'm looking at it as Christmas too.
Am I the only one who's bringing a tree?
It's very exciting.
Just a little one, like 6 feet.
Maybe you can bring a Santa suit on the ship.
I'll bring a Santa hat.
It's after Thanksgiving. That'll be perfect.
It's going to have to be one of those like Hawaiian Santas.
Or sexy Santa.
Where you got the Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
And all,
I don't like that.
In the Bahamas.
I don't like that notion
Mickey
of Santa
Malaka
Claus.
Malakalaki is the thing you say.
I don't think Santa takes a vacation. I think
what is that song? That's my favorite. I love that Hawaiian Christmas song.
That's Malakalaki Maka, and the chart hit was Bing Crosby with the Andrews Sisters. Like 1946.
By the way, ladies, you are welcome for the Jason Momoa butt cheek tip.
Oh, funny you should bring it up.
Yeah, you know, I took a clip from our Jason Momoa discussion and threw it up on TikTok yesterday.
Oh, well, let's take isn't that weird? Great minds all think
it
is. Isn't that? That's the way we're doing it lately. That's the way the show's going lately.
Truly great minds.
No, just the melding.
I know, it's true.
I didn't talk to you about anything. Josh didn't talk to me. It's just here it is. Jason Momoa. The ladies seem to really dig Jason Momoa. Don't you agree?
Sure. Tall, thin, clean cut. I'm kidding. They love his rough look.
He's got a rugged look and
demeanor.
Is he Samoan?
I think he's Samoan.
No, he's Momoan.
Oh God.
And that was yesterday's show in a nutshell.
That's fantastic. I love it. That captures my total exasperation with Rob in one clip.
Just tiny.
He loves it because it's getting the funny. By the way, Rob's always had the funny clips on the show forever. And that is beautiful. That is a beautiful, beautiful moment. Even though at the moment, you might not have been convinced of that. When I reacted that way,
I had to slow down the pause afterwards just to drag it out a little bit.
Well,
longer.
That tells me then maybe I should pause a little longer. I think that for a dramatic effect.
Another beat would have added to that. Yes,
yes, that's something else.
All you have to do, Mike, is wait for me to tell another sensational joke, and who knows when that's going to happen?
Yeah.
Next Tuesday.
That's exactly. Tuesday is joke day,
And thank you, Matt Henshaw, for the super chat.
Oh, attaboy, Matt.
Let me open that up here. All right.
And hi, Reese, while we're at it.
All right. Very good. Matt Henshaw, you're a gentleman and a scholar. By the way, each and every day when we open up our chats on the live show, if you're watching us live, we appreciate all the support we can get. So if you're into the show and you want to keep us chugging along, we appreciate it. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
For less than the price of a cup of coffee.
Yeah, you know, forego your buck of star and drop us a, what do they call?
A super chat.
Super chat. Super chat. Super chat.
She's a very kinky chat, the kind you don't take home to mother.
All right, tomorrow on the show, if I am successful acquiring mine, we will be doing the naked shill for Selena Gomez Oreo cookies. I'm the only one. I tried late last night after baseball practice. I tried, but I was unsuccessful, and it was a bit of a quagmire because of storms down here. And
I don't like Rob drinking milk on the podcast.
And then what would that? Why would that be, Josh?
Just visually. Did you?
Yeah.
See
well, it's gross. You don't like it? It's gross.
It's gross. And it's a look at the glass.
It's a Beck's. It's all I had clean this morning because we ran the dishwasher. It's my Beck's Pilsner glass back from my drinking days.
God, that's a hell of a lot of that's a glass for a man that wants to knock back like at least two sleeves.
And Mike, not just milk. Kirkland milk.
Because one different. Whole milk. That's why that color. I've never seen that color. That's because I don't buy the fatty milk.
Oh, I thought it was because you just saw it in black and white like a dog.
That's fat milk.
And yeah, it tastes so good.
Fat man.
You
milk.
Thought one glass wasn't going to be enough, so you had to bring the whole.
No, listen, I don't know if you've ever watched a game show, but they have what are known as prop groceries, and this is empty. Okay, thank you.
Oh, so you brought it down to show.
Okay.
I always keep it around because it brings me comfort.
The Kirkland Company?
Hello, buddy.
All right. They should sponsor us.
They should.
We deserve it.
Cheers. So here's to Kirkland.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
You done? All right. Anyway, who had less than 7 minutes into the show?
Hey, Reese can bring us back with a super chat.
Hey, Reese, you rock. The only place I've seen them, Gomez cookies, is at my local gas station.
Hey, Mike, Gomez cookie.
Gomez cookies.
You want Gomez cookie?
Well, Josh found him at Target. I'll try today.
I found it at Target as well.
And by the way, Oreo, with your marketing and your, you know.
Don't get me started.
Figure out your effing distribution. You know, in the Mart of Wall last night, no less than 7 million varieties of Oreo. And then the one that's we want to talk about, not there. Come on.
The National Biscuit Company
gets even smaller.
Oh, it is smaller than a regular one and the same price. But they get I've said this before. So much shelf space is devoted to Oreo varieties.
It's ridiculous.
I hate it. Where are my pinwheels? Where are my ginger snaps? Give me something to choose from.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I agree. So last night with the practice moved indoors, we went to the batting cages, D-Bat. And this is not a good feeling, and it's something I need to handle emotionally, psychologically, because I think it'll affect my kid. And I don't want it to affect my kid. But two things happen. Now that the school year is upon us, all the kids on this travel team are back in the fold. All these kids that have apparently played together for, you know, it's amazing. They're 12-year-olds, but they've played together since they were -2. They've played together for forever, and I wrote this down. Baseball dads, I feel so overmatched. There are dads there that are at every practice. There are dads that are. I felt last night like every single dad was a manager, and I was the non-athlete dad coming into the fold. I felt so totally overmatched.
Can you cite one instant when it like just clicked in that
I am speaking with another dad who will go nameless?
All right,
and he was explaining to me how he had finished the couple of nights before downloading the highlights of his son so the son could look at what things he was doing right on video before his next game.
So they were looking at tape. Looking at
they
film. Were,
they are yeah. essentially looking at tape.
Yeah.
And now, followed by my son getting in the cage and getting batting tips after he batted from two of the other dads, followed by the other dad that's there, who's at every game and just knows his kid. Mm-hmm. So he didn't say anything or do anything. But following that, the other one, two, three, four, five. Total of five dads besides me. And the last dad is the one that has his kid, like, doing specialty work with a coach. And
I don't
yeah,
like
go ahead,
baseball
Josh.
Dads. I don't like baseball dads.
Okay, explain.
Because these kids are 11, 12 years old. And that baseball dad that's downloading film for the kid to watch and all, that dad has already checked the box. You're going to college. You're going to be a professional baseball player. This kid could decide in 2 years he doesn't like baseball anymore. The dad's already lined up his future for him. And I feel like a lot of these baseball dads put too much pressure on their kids.
Well, it's interesting you mention that because my kid, first of all, for the first time, and I managed a baseball team, but I didn't have the breadth of knowledge.
Was it the Cubs, right?
Yeah, the Cubbies.
Yeah.
I've been coaching these kids, but I didn't realize until last night where I'm hearing Michael get the same critique every single time. And finally, it dawned on me. And so I went to sleep thinking about it. Casting.
Baseball dads love to point out the elbow. as if it's everything. They love to stand
well,
on that
casting,
fence and say, raise that elbow.
Casting is the problem.
Well, can you explain what casting is?
All right. You know, you cast a fly rod, right?
Sure, yeah.
You cast. Well, you can also cast the bat and your right arm gets straight and it just causes all sorts of problems to happen.
It's
hold
the
on.
Follow through.
And it's the follow through. And then I proceeded to take that in. Mm-hmm. Then I watched some of the other thing that contributed to this, Josh, was some of these kids. Just incredible. I mean, really just now it's not a game situation. It's not even a real batting practice. You know, a lot of things. It's soft toss and then a little longer toss. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But still, the power generated from these skinny kids, some of these kids, is truly stunning. And it finally dawned on me. And then I went home and I watched the Red Sox just annihilate the Astros last night. And I watched them doing it. And I watched the swing. And I went to sleep thinking about his swing, and I woke up thinking about his swing. And when I pick him up from school, we're going to the cages again, and I hope I am going to be able to successfully communicate to him what he needs to do. Because I tell you something, I think he was getting attention last night because of his size and that he has the potential, I hope.
Yeah.
I hope that – I don't think these
or,
other
or
dads –
the mumbling was just about the casting.
Yeah.
Look at that kid. He's not doing it right.
That. Well, thanks, Josh. No. I really effing appreciate that. No, that certainly puts me in a good mood.
He's going to straighten it out.
To be fair, Mike, when I was...
Because
wait a minute.
Dads,
listen to what he just said to me, Rob. We're not diminishing this.
I was hoping
we could move on before it gets ugly.
It is probably my built-in frustration of baseball dads.
Oh,
because
God.
All those dads, there's a reason they're not coaching.
Okay.
And They're there. They can only critique their own son.
Right.
And I don't know how that relationship is when you go home.
Here's when I said overmatched.
Mm-hmm.
I now have to get inside my own head and realize that he's playing catch up still with these other kids that have played Little League a lot longer. Mm-hmm. And I think that I really love baseball and I really want him to excel. And I have to quiet the voices in my head that are saying, I want him to be the best of all the children, because that is damaging and that can be, and I'm not going to put extra, well, I put pressure on him last night.
The pressure should be for him to be having more fun than any of the other players.
And if okay. that involves because winning, and that's his direction.
Well, that's not the way we do it in our house, Josh.
I know. The pressure of talent will burn the kid out of baseball.
Okay. Now, for example, right. when you go to the batting cages with him today to work on his swing, yes, is that right. going to be his idea that he's excited to be there?
He mentioned it before he went out the door this morning. So that answers that question.
I'm no fantastic parent. I have
The thing about it, outside my studio door, because I was in here, side note, sidebar, could get out of control, warning. I was in here for a half an hour at 5:30 this morning trying to get my network access so I could admin my router to be able to communicate, and I am unable to get in there. I will be calling the Comcast Corporation today to try to access my router. For whatever reason, every username password I put into my router gets kicked out. And the only way I can fix this security thing is to get into my router.
Have you tried admin password admin? Seriously, because if you don't change it, that's what it comes
with. What do you think I've done for like 3 days? That's the first thing they say. That was the very first thing I tried.
Okay, well, I'm glad you did. Because that's oftentimes the situation.
That's like unplugging it, though. That's like
Comcast business, right?
No, it's residential.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
It's high-speed residential.
Then did you check the sticker on the back of the box?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
On the bottom of the router.
So did you? Right,
call Comcast.
Yeah, call them. Make it happen.
I was waiting for the pause there just to know what was going on. So I agree with Mr. Soroka.
Right.
I have to chill out. But at the same time, the desire to have fun will be enhanced by him fundamentally moving along. Here's what I noticed, and I'll throw this out at Josh, and then we'll be done talking about boring baseball, because I know it drives some people nuts.
Right.
The idea of sport of youth sports, I think if you ground a child in fundamentals, it gives them a leg up on the competition. That's the way I look at it. And I do not know if my son has been properly grounded in the fundamentals, and that's what we're going to work on. Because I think that idea of the long swing, it can be called the long swing. It can be called the flying elbow. It can be called casting the club. All of those things are inherently a basic fundamental of baseball. And then I proceed to watch every major leaguer swing properly the way they're supposed to.
It's that extra power.
And I know my kid can do it. Because, Josh, I'll throw one last thing out at you, because it's top of mind for me today. Don't you find that the proper non-casting, non-flying elbow fundamental swing is, if it is mastered, is essentially easier than any other swing? Because it's simple.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And once you get it ingrained, it's just habit. That's how you swing every time.
And that's what I want to see, because I think he's got talent.
And I'll look, Mike, I have one of those electronic swing trackers here, I think, out in the garage.
Okay.
If I find it, I'll send it down to you.
Oh, awesome. I'd love that. What does that do? What does the electric swing tracker
It's this little nub.
Shocks him if he doesn't do it properly?
Exactly. It's negative reinforcement.
No, it's a little nub that goes on the bottom of your bat. And then and then you point your phone camera at Michael as he's swinging, and it not only tracks his body motion, but also the bat power and the bat swing, and gives you all these things on how to adjust.
Neat. Well, that's pretty cool. So. When did you start doing it? See?
Oh,
here's another dad that I'm overmatched by, right here.
No, no.
Right here.
No. I bought that for myself.
Oh, you did? Oh, for the team you managed?
He's just outmatched you as a person.
Oh, for yourself played softball.
I played softball, so I bought that to adjust my own swing.
Oh, all right. That's good. I'm relieved.
Mike, when you said that he had to be good at the fundamentals, the initial thought I had was like the fundamentals of life. And the fact that
he's good at that already.
Well, I know, but I mean like the lessons that are learned in team sport, baseball seems to be a particularly strong one, are good. I'm glad that he's staying in it. Mm-hmm. But I'm no great parent, but one thing that I was very proud of is I never pushed my kids in any direction to do things.
Mm-hmm.
But once they chose, I was very supportive. And that, I think, Mike, as a father.
I haven't either. I mean, he's chosen the sport he wanted to try. Then
you're
he's
doing
stuck
everything,
with it.
And you're supporting
him. Even the golf, the hardest thing in the world was not to push golf. It was the hardest thing. The fact that he likes it again is astonishing to me.
I mean,
I am thrilled.
You have absolutely nothing to be worried about.
And I love the activity. I love it.
I absolutely love it. I love watching him. I love being part. But once again, you know, the grown-ups who are just, you know, a little overbearing. You know what I mean?
And Reese in the chat made a comment about his dad that I think is perfect. Mm-hmm. My dad was a baseball dad. I'd dress out in catcher's equipment, and he'd bean me with balls to get used to getting hit. That's a baseball dad.
Yeah.
Toughen up that kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
It normally doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's true. Bean him. Wow. That's tough.
But Mike, those dads that are like that, they're outliers. They're not in it for the same reason that you and Michael are in it.
Let me make it very clear. There's not anything that's overly harsh on the kids in this situation. There's
good.
There is, you know, I am, when I say overmatched, I say that out of admiration. I like getting advice from other dads. I like listening to what they have to say. I like the fact that they are more knowledgeable than I am. I like the fact that they do things that are going to help their kids. I like that a lot. I just say when I'm overmatched, it's like I'm kind of behind the eight ball, not the eight ball, I'm behind the curve for this. And I'm fine with that because I think the dads that are there, what's the alternative? I think the alternative would be dads that don't give a rat's ass. And that's not good either, you know?
No.
Now, are these dads in the cage or are they standing on the outside of the cage?
They're on the outside. They're on the outside. They're all just kind of observing. And you got 50-50 watching. Some dads over at the other side just kind of doing their own thing. And one of the things I noticed, I don't necessarily know whether it's a growth spurt or not, but I noticed that my son, even since last spring, has gotten a little taller than some of these kids, which is kind of interesting to me because they, and I think as Josh poo-pooed it, I'm not going to say it again. I think they were paying more attention because he wasn't a closet case in the cage, but he was capable of a lot more. And I think some of these coaches like his size and his power.
It's probably dads who weren't around this summer, so they didn't see him. So he's a new kid they're watching.
The big question here, where are the moms?
There are moms there too. There are moms there too.
But are they really being supportive?
Yeah.
Or are they in the little workroom having a party?
No.
Tea party.
There are lots of parents, and I think the parents are really, really cool. I think most of the parents appear to be very engaged,
mm-hmm.
and you know, they have their act together. There are lots of people I would that I enjoy chatting with. They're not people that are, you know, people are engaged with life, and I'm all for it.
That's why I want to be part of it. If it gets out of hand, call in the National Guard.
Shut up. Just shut up.
That'll help.
Did you ever coach at all? Did you ever do it? No. Why am I even asking you?
You're an idiot for asking that question.
I know I am an idiot.
Theater, the way it goes.
Hey, you know what? I was on a theater team, but when Julia was doing her...
It's not a team. It's a troupe.
No, it was.
I'm sure you got a letter for that too, right?
I lettered it in theater.
The spelling of troop is T-R-O-U-P-E.
Exactly. And Mike,
like a Cub Scout troop.
It's a thespian troop, but it was a theater sports team.
Exactly.
Right. And let's keep that straight.
So today it'll be out. I'll go to the Target and I will acquire the Selena Gomez Oreo cookies and we will have a taste off. Although, does part of you, like me, feel as though we are, you know, being a naked shill for the biscuit company?
It's almost as if Selena Gomez has a hit show that's returning in September.
Yeah, and here we are playing right into it. But then again, that's the world. That's the world we live. What's that, Josh?
Let's hope they suck and we can just trash the company.
Wouldn't that be lovely? And by the way, speaking of people that don't suck, my Naked Wines package arrived yesterday.
Okay.
Now, remember, you're supposed to save some of that for the commercial.
Exactly.
I'm going to...
Or save the bottle like I saved the milk carton.
If you can tell me the next time Naked Wines will be on the show, I will prepare a lovely glass and a lovely bottle to consume on the show. And I hope it's towards the weekend. I really do.
Do you want to pair it with like some cheese?
I don't know. I like my wine. I can sit there and enjoy a good bottle of wine without food. I like to have wine with dinner. Had it just this past Saturday night with my buddies, the Beckers. And boy, you know what? Good friends of ours fall into this category.
Okay.
It's the people you can go 6 months without seeing, and then it's like you don't miss a beat. I love that. That makes me very, very happy. So
they're not when you come in after 6 months going, oh.
Yeah, there wasn't that. There was an extra spring in my step going over there. And then, and by the way, thank you, John, for another invite to the golf tournament next year. I truly appreciate that. And the answer is yes, yes, and more yes. Josh, anyway, that's I will make sure that one of these bottles is consumed during the show.
Have your glass ready for Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yep.
Okay.
A week from today.
Done and done.
When you're in that tournament, Mike, watch out for your elbow. You just want to get that right.
Well, the principles are kind of the same to a degree. Mm-hmm. It really is. This connection to your body is very, very significant. Josh, did you receive my photograph that I sent you this morning? I would like to set this up before Josh puts it up on the screen.
All right.
As the, I think, one of the greatest Florida wildlife photos. down here, if you want to, off the top of my head, I will give you. We have a variety of exotic bird life.
Yeah.
All the way from flamingos to hawks to egrets.
Cranes.
To great blue herons.
They are
bird
great.
Life of every kind. Now, you move into the exotic fisheries. Not only invasive species like cichlids and the, what are the ones that have the big teeth? I'm trying, not piranha, but they're... oh my God! You have them up there. They're the fish with the
whiteheads
with the sharp teeth that got into the Potomac River. But they're invasive.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Is that the snakehead?
Snakehead,
not whitehead. What's the matter with me?
Then you got the regular fish. Then you go into all the exotic. We have bear. We have panthers. We have all sorts of critters, and we have the only cat that I have seen. I've never seen a Florida panther except on video, but I have.
They're mostly in the Carolinas, aren't they?
The panthers.
Yes,
he's making a sports joke.
It was a sports joke. Carolina Panthers.
Oh, okay, football. Because we have the Florida Panthers down here in hockey.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So I got confused by that. But that's probably because you went into the area that, of sports. But that's probably a more well-known team that you mentioned because they're the NFL.
Well, I'm just glad we're past it. I was uncomfortable in the land of sport.
I know, but it doesn't keep you from closing your mouth. Anyway, moving right along, I will tell you that the photo I will share with you right now may be the most Florida of Florida wildlife pictures. And this was and the reason I'm sharing it was taken in my town, Fort Myers, Florida.
Great.
Let's take a peek.
Oh, it's a video. No. What is
no,
what
that was just that? Here's your photo.
What was he carrying?
Did you AI that to make it move?
I AI'd it to confuse you, to make it move.
But play the AI again. That's amazing.
Here's the AI.
That's pretty good, Josh.
See, the AI
you took
changed.
The steel. I
the AI can't. Changed its lunch to leaves.
Oh, it did. Okay, so where, what it is? Show the
photo,
still photo. That is an iguana, Rob.
Oh
a large
no.
Iguana.
That is a green iguana.
I didn't
iguana.
Even know that cats ate iguanas. That's wild.
And the iguana, not native, I believe, to Florida. I do not believe it is. I don't
think
it is.
They're everywhere, though.
Yeah. And well,
by now it is.
They're coming over to our side. They've been a pest over on the East Coast for a long time. Would you have been able to AI it and maintain the iguana in its mouth, or was it only able to do leaves?
I would have to
specify.
I'd have to play with it more. All I did was real quick, 5 minutes ago, say, make this a movie.
I think what happened is that the low res the AI might think it's leaked.
Yeah.
Did you guys, by the way, I never even mentioned it on the show. Did you see, I dabbled with little AI. Did you see my baby picture that I did where I promoted the show? Where
I saw that. That was cute. Yeah.
Mike O'Mara baby.
I did see that.
You know, I don't know where that is floating around. If we see it, we can show it. But yeah, so you have a bobcat, large one, it seems, coming across the street with a green iguana in its mouth. Which I thought was pretty interesting.
Did they bring the bobcats in to get rid of the iguanas?
Bobcats are cool. I love bobcats because they're really, you know, they're like a slightly larger house cat, and they look pretty special when you see them.
And normally you only catch them on like the ring cams at night. It's rare to see a daytime photo of one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's lots going on down here. And bear seem to be everywhere. They seem to be
you need to get a Pomeranian everywhere. Like that lady had yesterday to chase the bears away.
That was a beautiful video. I enjoyed every second of that.
I loved that, yeah.
But even the little tiny, you've been at this house, the little tiny lizards I have down here.
Yeah.
I believe those are non-native species. You get in the tropical environment, and it's a beautiful environment for many species to thrive. Not necessarily fat humans, but, everybody else.
Mike. In 1920, the first stupid Republican moved to Florida, and they have prospered there.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're everywhere, but it was just one at first.
Yes. Those lizards, Google says those lizards are native to Florida, but iguanas are not.
Okay.
Oh, so the anoles are native to Florida. I thought the anoles came in from the Bahamas. That's what I thought. I thought they
those are the ones. No, Mike, they were vacationing.
Well, a little lizard like that can come into the state of Florida through luggage quite easily.
And are those the ones that you can hang on your ears?
Yeah, the anoles.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. They're kind of cute, really.
They are.
And you can pick them up and play with them and stuff like that.
But such a hassle to clean them up and fry. There's just no meat.
Never meat on the legs.
No, never it's anything.
Silly. It is truly, truly silly. So one last thing before we move on here. I wanted to share this with you that I always mention when I go to the bar of Genii, and I always bitch about it, the Genius Bar.
Yeah.
My kid's computer looks like they used it in a soccer game, and it's 2022, so we're not going to buy him another one.
Right.
We don't want to buy him another one because, you know, it's perfectly acceptable to have that.
Right.
Probably the best experience I have ever had at the Genii Bar, and that primarily is because I ponied up the extra dough.
Yeah.
When we bought his computer for AppleCare. And with AppleCare, they come out, they go, pop, 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 put a new screen on it. That's it. And, an easy peasy. It should be done by the end of the week. So I'm happy about that. I salute the people in the Genius Bar. I looked at my phone as opposed to looking at the sea of elderly asking their questions about their phone. It was actually pleasant.
You have to schedule your appointment ahead of time and go there and just do that and stay in your own world.
Yeah. Was it on time? Not exactly, but it was interesting.
Did you have any time to kill at the Apple store?
Not that I cared to walk around because I think the price of things is a little astronomical. And
I love to go around and close all the laptops on display because they have to open them back up.
You don't go set all the browsers to michaelmaraschow.com?
I've done that.
We've done that. Rob's done that with stereo systems in stores.
Yep.
You know, where you go and I've done it in stores.
Yeah.
Where it's like I put it on. I do it in every, if I ever test drove a car, I would do that with the old radio station. Don't do it anymore. But a salute to.
Well, it doesn't work right now.
No, it doesn't matter now. And
you're right.
Is your updated AI.
Excellent.
Look at that. He's doing this while we're on the show.
I love it. Now, could you do one where the bobcat is carrying Mike?
If you post that through the Mike O'Mara Show, TikTok, whatever, we will get a gazillion hits.
All right.
You post that, that is that good. That is that good, and people will go out of their minds over it.
Did AI automatically sharpen up the images, or did you request that? Oh, it did that automatically? Because it also included, it improved the power of the video by 20%.
Can I ask you one last question before we move on here, both of you, because you probably are aware of this. All of these solicitations for learning AI and maximizing mm-hmm. AI and getting better at AI, it will yeah. unleash your inner power god. All that BS, right? 99.9% of them.
Yeah.
Of course.
So be aware. Be very aware. Be afraid of that. Have you gotten any of those, Rob?
I've not. But I mess around with AI. I'm still a little uneasy with it.
You
I think it's a toy.
Any, like on Facebook, you haven't gotten people saying, if you want to maximize the power of AI.
Maybe one or two, but since I never click or, remain on them, I don't think they're part of my my feed very often.
Okay.
Part of the metrics.
Right. Just checking.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I get a lot of those ads.
Okay. Let's move on. We've got some news coming up, and later on in the program, we're going to discuss genetics. Yes, that's right. Rob gets to channel his inner supremacist.
Hey, now that's not even fair. Quit
I'm
it.
I'm terribly sorry. Hey, this episode is brought to you by Fair Harbor, makers of the world's most comfortable swimwear. There's not too many weekends left in the summer of 2025. So don't miss out. If you're heading to the beach or you have a vacation coming up, pack their breeze knit line trunks and say goodbye to that pesky mesh. Pesky mesh is not for you. Tell your mesh to get beshed.
No, bent.
What rhymes with mesh? Fresh?
Yeah, no. Get fresh.
So we want a negative.
Phil Lesh.
Tesh.
Oh, Marrakesh.
Give your mesh to the lovely John Tesh. You see, mesh is bad, but Fair Harbor trunks are soft, chafe-free, and built to move. These trunks are softer than anything you have ever felt before. You got to give Fair Harbor a try, people. With millions of swimsuits sold and over 70,000 five-star reviews, Fair Harbor is a crowd favorite for a reason. Fair Harbor also carries a full line of casual clothing, great shirts, and the best hoodies ever. Treat yourself, babe. Did you want me to do Sammy? Is that what?
No,
treat
I thought
yourself, babe.
I was looking for more of just like a gross 30-year-old guy. Treat
who
yourself,
can buy
babe.
Fair Harbor? Throw away the mesh. We have a new code, so head to fairharborclothing.com/TMOS20. Use the code, that's TMOS20, for 20% off your first purchase. That's Fair Harbor, HARBOR, clothing.com/TMOS for 20% off. At your first purchase. And make sure you use the promo code. I'll say it one more time.
Thank you.
TMOS20. So they know that the huge, hard at work TMOS staff sent you, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, might want to plug my thing in. Hold on.
Thank you for the unsolicited Sammy, though, Mike. That was a pleasure.
Thank you, Altavis. May I have a small glass of water, please? Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles.
I'm curious, Josh, what do you know of Sammy Davis Jr.?
About what I've picked up from this show.
Yeah, I would expect as much. One of the greatest entertainers of all time.
Thanks, Jerry. I appreciate
that. Marvelous. Just
if you
marvelous.
Are working all day and night just to afford the next new gadget, you might be doing it all wrong. A new study found living the simple life really does make us happier. I could not agree more. Mm-hmm. People who keep it simple don't work too much, don't buy too much, they don't buy crap. They tend to live happier lives when they do that. One main reason is because it tends to strengthen social bonds. More on that in a second. Now, they define simple life by breaking it into five different categories. See where you fit on this.
Okay.
If you do all of these things, you are currently living the simple life.
All right.
Number one is material simplicity. You don't buy a lot of stuff you don't need. Where do you guys fall in that category?
I do buy stuff I don't need always.
Yeah, I've got too much stuff.
That's like the only, I only buy things I don't need.
Really?
Really, yeah.
Example?
Like when I bought a siren for the show.
That's a great example.
When you received it.
Yeah.
The gratification, he's going to get it out and play it again.
Here we go. No, you don't know that.
Okay, well, it's in your hand. Go ahead. Let it go. All right. That, to me, would still be giving you pleasure, gratification
it
to
does.
Do that on the show.
Yeah, I'm about to buy the new Elvis Death Day release for this year, and I'll buy it, of course, in vinyl and compact disc. I don't need either of those.
Josh Soroka, what is something you've purchased recently that you don't need?
I see all these stupid bobbleheads. behind me.
Yeah.
Right.
I've got like 100 of them in this room.
Mm-hmm.
I've got too many, and I keep buying them.
Some of them had to have been free, though.
Many of them were free.
Yeah.
Then I moved to Florida, and they give them away for free, and I got to go on eBay and pay some loser to send them to me.
Mine is probably, but both of those decorations for the studio and back of Josh, the siren Rob just played on the air. Mine would be two things. Mine would be something that's not for the show, even though I'm going to show you what it is. And also, I did it. I snuck it. I snuck it because I didn't want Carla to get mad at me. And she so far really hasn't noticed.
I know what you snuck, Mike.
No. This is what I snuck.
Oh, a timepiece.
You see that Cartier?
Oh, and it's
Cartier square. Watch. It's not a Cartier. All right. I'm going to zoom in on it.
Is it a Timo?
It is not a Timo.
It's actually a smaller watch company, Josh, called Carter. It's like Cartier.
Now, but
it's,
let me just let it focus here a little closer.
We got a great shot of your mustache.
Yeah, yeah, the mustache is getting all the focus.
It's a lean out of the shot, Mike. Like, yeah, and then just hold it right there. And that didn't help. Oh, wait, there it is. It's a Metro. Is that the brand?
No, Seiko.
Oh, Seiko.
Seiko.
Seiko. For God's sake.
Mike, what's your favorite Alfred Hitchcock movie?
Seiko. So now this, you know how we have that, those people we talk to about advertising all the time?
Yeah.
Yes.
This company is called Mottie's, and we should send this to them because I received two Mottie's.
What is it they a do, modified Seiko?
It is. They take a components that resemble very expensive watches, watches I would not be able to afford, and they turn it into a beautiful timepiece, and they use the less expensive Seiko movement to
which is a good movement.
It is very, it's solid, completely solid, lasts forever. I mean, it's really, really good.
It seems to be, it's a little slimmer fit than you normally have.
It's a little
more
dressy.
It's a delicate watch.
And I got two of them because they were discounted if you bought two, and that is absolutely unnecessary for me. Absolutely not necessary in any way.
If you bought two, will you are they identical or are they just
similar? No, I got another one that looks like a Patek Philippe Nautilus.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Which is spectacular. And I love it. And they said they give you the option of either putting the Seiko name on it or not. Yeah. I opted to put the Seiko name on it because I think I'm not trying to
fool,
you know, wear a fake watch. Right. I'm not doing that. So, and I
Could they put anything on it instead of Seiko?
Not this company. They're not. They won't do that.
They wouldn't really just say Mike.
No, I would have it say the F word.
No, they could probably put something like that on there. What would you like? What would you like on it? What
the F word?
They have one that says F9 to 5.
That's funny.
I swear to God, they do. I'd love to get them as an advertiser or any watch modification Mottie's. Company. So anyway, we all do that. And if we kept our lives simple and only purchased what was absolutely necessary, said we'd be happy with the simple life. Number two, self-sufficiency. That includes things like cooking most of your meals and growing food in a garden. I do not check that box. Although we eat a lot of meals at home, I go out and buy a lot of stuff to eat.
That's well, I mean, I think
not,
that
not being, eating out as much as I do, though.
I think being I don't think being self-sufficient has to include growing your own food. That's silly in the modern age. But yeah, I cook and I'm totally self-sufficient as long as I've got some stuff in the house.
Okay, Josh, do you?
I had a great dinner at Chili's last night.
Baby, I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. Number three is local procurement. You buy local. So not someone who buys everything on Amazon. Once again, I checked the guilty box. I probably buy too much online. Timu is a great example.
Yeah, you're right. I think we
buying shoes I don't need.
I love to shop local if I can, but it's not practical most of the time.
I think if I, even with modified purchasing, if I eliminated that from my life, I would be happier. I believe that with all of my heart. I really, really do. But I can't because I'm a golfer, and golfers buy crap. We do. We buy new
crap
all the time.
But also, it's worse now because you can get it so fast. Do you remember like getting a catalog and selecting something and writing a check and mailing it and having to wait for something.
Waiting?
Yeah. That's part of living simple, I think. The fact that it's not instantly available to you.
No. You mean writing the check is not, that's still mail order,
that's not buying local.
You're missing the point of this story. You have to pay attention to this.
No, I'm paying attention, but I'm saying that
buying things is not what you do for a simple life. You don't do that.
The urgency, though, is made things more complicated.
But you're trying to tailor it into your love of the past, which is not going to work in this example, because they are simply saying, solicit things in the local area. Do not go online where we purchase. It's getting rid of the consumer mentality, which I think I agree could make people ultimately more happy.
It's really hard to buy local.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Locally, you got Target and Walmart taking out all the mom and pop stores.
Mm-hmm. Now, the next one is resource conservation, essentially saving food, repairing things in your own house, doing it yourself. Nothing makes me happier or more satisfied than if I'm able to do something handy and do it myself. It thrills me. And that makes it. Now, why are you laughing, Soroka?
Because you set it up with saving food, and I thought you were going to leftovers. That nothing makes you happier than leftovers.
No, because we don't do as good a job as we should with that. But it's something where you conserve it and you spend less money and you save your food. Are you a leftover household, either one of you?
Oh, we're very good with leftovers, especially since Robert's home, because they just magically disappear. Yeah, we try to cook the right amount if it's just Carrie and I. But we absolutely are leftover people.
Okay. All right. What about you, Josh?
No. And we're not good with leftovers.
All right.
And we found that when it's just the two of us, we end up going out to eat a couple of times a week because it's cheaper than figuring things out at the grocery store.
Now, the last one here, number five, is the most important one. And man, oh man, do I believe it with every fiber of my being. And I don't live it, but I believe it. Beneficence. They say it is the most important one. It is sharing skills, resources, and helping build your community. The stuff found, most of the stuff that is on the list lead to stronger social bonds, and that's the main reason they make us happier. The more community you have, the happier you will be. My mother, who was a volunteer at the Children's Hospital for 47 years, it kept her going after my dad passed away. Mm-hmm. And because she was giving, and it's a simple thing, when you volunteer, you get more than you give. She believed it. She lived it. She was an example of it. I hope when I am getting a little older myself that I will be able to do that. And I have a fondness for people that volunteer in, especially in medical facilities. If you go to a hospital to visit somebody, you go in to have a procedure done. I love these people. They're the best. They're so happy. They're so positive. So that's that.
You don't have to wait till you're older.
No.
You could volunteer now.
Yeah, I will do that when I don't have to work. And my volunteer now, I volunteer at the Mike O'Mara Foundation for a Better Handicap.
I used to be pretty community oriented, but I'm not anymore.
Do you volunteer now, Josh? Do you volunteer? Yeah.
I start again on Thursday. I'm volunteering. Running the AV stuff for the church.
That's great.
By the way, when you said I could do it now, were you missionarying me there, Josh? Were you laying a little hand on me for
No, you said you hope to do it when you're older. Mm-hmm. I'm saying you don't have to hope for this. You can take actions.
Mm. What I heard him say is that he hopes he got older. I must have turned out.
I know it works.
Yeah.
I'm an example. Josh would probably confirm it.
You did volunteer. You coached baseball last fall.
Yeah. Yeah, and that made me unhappy a couple of times, though.
It's not all.
Assistant manager was an a-hole.
You're dealing with people.
Yeah.
But the kids made you happy.
Yeah,
but I think in a an old person's home or a hospital, you know what? I'm thinking about it. I'm old thinking about it homes. Because I think it would be, what about old folks' homes?
No, they're great. That's a great place to do, just
visiting.
Well,
why don't you do it?
I don't have a car.
What do you mean you don't have a car?
They're still a one-car family.
We're a one-car family.
I think the gambling must not be going as well.
Well, anyway, I like
that. You know,
that
the biggest gamble was not changing the oil. That was the biggest gamble we had.
Oh, when the engine seized.
Yeah, that came up 0-0.
Not your fault, though, right?
Not at all.
Okay, just check it. The eastern half of the United States, we all live it.
Yes.
They're having their muggiest summer since 1981, stretching from the Mississippi Valley to the East Coast and 22 entire states plus our nation's capital.
This is because, Mike, yesterday you realized we sold all the mugs. Now the entire East Coast is muggy.
Muggy due to the steam coming off the hot cups of Joe.
See, and I thought that's why the National Guard got called in, because of all the muggy.
Yes, 44-year highs.
Wow.
44-year highs. Dew point temperatures are a measure of how much moisture is in the air, and they have soared to sauna-like highs. And scientists say it's an effect of climate change and fossil fuel pollution. Corn sweat, the...
my old nickname.
That is the humidity that comes off of crops being irrigated. Mm-hmm. That is also a factor. This has also been the second most humid summer for the United States as a whole, dating back to 1981. And the average dew point temperature for June and July has slowly risen throughout the past four decades. But this summer has been particularly bad. So for all those people who say it's not the heat, it's the humidity, there you are.
I went out yesterday at 10:45 in the morning, okay? Mm-hmm. Not even that much into the day. And I said out loud to no one in particular, gross.
It's
because
so
that's
gross
the way
here.
It feels when you go outside. It's just disgusting.
Now, where I live, it's gross all the time during the summer. It really is. But it seems even worse down here. This leaves people more susceptible to heat exhaustion, heat stroke, because it's harder for your body to cool down. And it sucks. It truly, truly sucks. So deal with it, people. I hope you can.
Do you ever get low humidity? I mean, it's always pretty muggy down there, but you do get it at times?
December, January, February, March. Yeah, sometimes. Kevin Hart.
Short.
He's teaming up with Netflix for a new competition series to find the next big stand-up comedian. Of course he is. He'll be joined by a group of comics who will be announced at a later date. Netflix says the contestants will, quote, face rigorous tests that mirror the real-life journey of a comedian, from brutal open mics to bombed sets. And God, can anything just be get out there and try to be funny?
No, you have to manufacture
competition.
It. You have to manufacture. And here's what's great about this. It sounds like a big part of it is humiliating the comics.
That's exactly what it is.
And who wants that? I hate that.
I like a comic to win.
I do
like
too.
There's nothing to me greater than a comic that shuts down a heckler. And because he's the guy putting himself out there. Anyway, they'll do rewrites, big stage performances, competition.
They should do a rewrite of the show.
Here's the quote. The competition will give viewers an unvarnished look at comedy's darkest corners and brightest spotlights, with challenges inspired by some of the comics' actual career trajectories. Exploit, exploit, exploit.
Here's how you fix it. You bring back the banker from the Any Number Game, the Howie Mandel pick a number game.
Deal or No Deal?
That's it.
And otherwise known as the Any Number Game.
You got it. But the banker, Mike, is played by Rob Mayer.
Very funny comedian. One of our faves. Yes.
Now then you just put a comedian inside of each briefcase.
Well, Kevin Hart would fit in a briefcase.
The show doesn't have a title yet, but there will be 8 episodes. It is set to come out next year. Ooh, I just can't wait.
Hart will be in the title.
Yeah, of course.
Kevin Hart loves to use his own name.
On the Tonight Show, Helen Mirren said, quote, a tomato is a bisexual thing. She added, quote, I looked it up very recently because I had a problem with my tomatoes. It's bisexual. So you have to go around to each tomato, each flower, and go like this. I guess she shook them.
Yeah.
What Helen meant is tomatoes contain both male and female reproductive parts. They self-pollinate when shaken by wind, insects, or doing it yourself, like Helen suggests. And at that age, I still find that entire story to be dead sexy because it's got Helen Mirren.
Well, you've always loved her tomatoes.
I absolutely have, ever since Caligula.
Yeah.
That's disgusting, this but I said it.
Absolutely true. I've had to shake squash plants before.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's particularly still, they're just not going to fertilize themselves.
Hey, what's he doing upstairs? Shaking his squash plant? Come on now. Huh? Oh, come on. What are you talking about?
A double entendre right there.
Oh, this is so finally today. This is so very, very exciting. Die hard Olive Garden fans are amped up after finding out that you can order soup by the gallon. Yeah!
Oh, my God.
It literally comes in a bucket. You can
with eggs on top.
With eggs on top. It's never really been a secret. You just have to order through their catering menu. There are four soups. You write these down, people.
Yeah.
Chicken and gnocchi, pasta fagioli, minestrone, real quick side note, O'Mara's waitress said this, minestrone, otherwise, as one of our waitresses said one time, and I was sitting at the table next door, minestrone.
Minestrone.
And Zuppa Toscana. Food and Wine pointed out that Olive Garden's catering portions are only available for delivery or to go, so you can't sit there and gross everyone out by eating a bucket of soup and then bringing it home. You can order a half gallon or full gallon buckets. Prices vary by location, but they do cut you a deal for buying your soup in bulk. It can be 4 to 5 times cheaper than simple single servings.
That's fantastic.
Around $2.50 a bowl compared to $12 a bowl if you ordered off the normal menu. How about that? Mm. Isn't that something?
How about that?
A full gallon serves 12 people, so people are using it as a meal planning hack to save money. The one drawback is it doesn't come with those pesky breadsticks they like so bad. You'd have to order those separately and pay for them. It also comes with a free 12-pack of toilet paper, which is really, really exciting. No, it doesn't.
Mike, you didn't mention the fifth flavor they offer.
Yeah.
Cream of I Want to Kill Myself.
We went to the Olive Garden. The only time I always invoke the memory of Will Smith when I say...
Farrell.
We went to the Olive Garden, which was lovely, which is one of my favorite lines from whatever that movie was.
But he's still not funny.
No. Hey, everybody, are you looking to lose weight and feel your absolute best?
Yes.
Who isn't? But it's not an easy task. Until now, DermGlow Skin partners with the top telehealth company to bring you proven weight loss solutions and a full range of peptides for total body wellness. Their weight loss options include GLP-1 injections, GLP-1 GIP injections, and the brand new option of once weekly oral drops. And that means no needles, but the same amazing results. Whether you want to tighten and firm your skin, burn fat and build muscle, improve gut health, reduce inflammation, or practically anything else, DermGlow has a peptide for that. Reach out to Carla anytime and see how she can help. Helping you look and feel your best is her passion. Plus, there's a special offer right now. GLP-1 GIP is $70 off. So it's the perfect time to start, ready to change your body and your mindset. Let's do it. Go to DermGlowSkin.com and do it now. Do it, do it. Time for Movie Corner, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, boy.
Now, this is a movie that I really would like to see. I have not had time to get out to the theater, but Josh took his oldest out to the theater last night and went to see the movie that a lot of people are talking about, the movie called Weapons with, is it Julia Garner? Is that the actress's name, I believe?
I believe that's her name.
Yeah, okay. From Ozark, yeah, right?
From Ozark, yeah.
And where she was the fake princess. Where she had the all the scams going on. She's a very good actress.
She is. So, absolutely.
So we went and saw Weapons. Do not take Michael to see Weapons.
Okay.
It is violent and graphic.
Really? Because all I've seen in the trailers are the disappearing kids. Nothing too graphic.
And that's what everyone tells you is don't look into the movie before you go. The one little trailer where you see the kids are gone is enough to pull you in.
Okay.
All right.
I hated this movie.
Oh, no.
This movie has great reviews.
Yeah, it does.
80-90% on Rotten Tomatoes. Everyone loves this. They say this is like the next big name in horror movies.
Okay. It's me. By the way, Rotten Tomatoes, I think we've established, is meaningless.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, and I've noticed on TikTok, because I've been playing a lot more on TikTok, that every movie review ever on TikTok is about how amazing the movie is.
Mm-hmm.
So the movie industry has done a great job just convincing everyone their movies are great.
Right.
This movie's not.
Okay, now what is your, without giving away the plot, what is the biggest flaw? Without giving away the plot,
here's what the movie does well, is it's beautiful, it looks great, the cinematography's great.
Right.
It tells the story through multiple characters' kind of angles and stories.
Perspectives, right.
Perspective,
like Rashomon,
Which is a great way to tell the story, and you learn a little bit more with each character. But the movie spends the entire time building up all this suspense and there's never a payoff.
Oh, there's my, no, like Blair Witch Project.
There's
yes.
No,
yes.
Yeah, because you gotta, because horror movie, more than yeah. many movie, you have to have the payoff for a horror movie.
Exactly. 100%.
Not a single jump scare. And it's one of these, and then it's one of those where like you walk out of theater and you're like, that was it.
Psychological thriller was is yeah, that how you would
yeah, and label it's one
it?
Of those where Excuse like me? The credits come up and I turn to Emma and I'm like, I think it was good. But I'm like, I don't like how it all came together.
So you began, like many movies, then, this is the way it works. Did you begin to hate it more the further you got from it?
Yes. I'm now 24 hours out and hate it.
Do you have a, was it a watch checker for you? Did you, or were you entertained until the end?
I was completely sucked into the movie.
Okay.
And it does a great job building up suspense and all this stuff to pull you into the movie, but there's no payoff.
Dropping the consonants at the movies is a copyrighted feature.
Right. Well,
do you find yourself drawn by this, Rob? Drawn in, perhaps?
No. If there's no,
I'm talking about Josh's movie review. I'm asking you
about.
Yeah,
I love the review, but I'm not drawn. He's making me really not want to see the movie.
I like Josh's movie reviews. Yeah. I really. I won't necessarily always agree with them. Yeah, Naked Gun. No. Yeah, but
which is better than this movie? But
almost.
It tricks you because it's beautiful. It's great. The acting is great.
Is the setup okay? Let me ask you this.
So the whole setup is good. It tricks you into leaving thinking it's a good movie, but then by the time I went to the bathroom and got to the truck, I already knew I hated this movie.
Truck. By the time you were in the pickup, it was just not your cup of tea. But
to the point that I then asked Emma, "Hey, I say, you know what? I didn't like that movie." And she said, "Yeah, I changed my mind. I don't like it either."
Okay,
we both
because
had the same
it leaves you without satisfaction. By the way, a horror movie, even a psychological thriller. What's the think about this? Really, one of the greatest horror movies in modern times, Silence of the Lambs.
Of course.
What's the greatest thing about it? The payoff.
Exactly.
Jodie Foster opens empties the gun into the serial killer. That's the whole thing. And then this sigh of relief. She got him after they tease you that they've got him here. They've got him. That's the payoff.
Classic rules of horror. It has to end with a payoff. Yeah.
Right.
Well, and the last horror movie I saw was the new Final Destination. And that Final Destination.
That's really like it gory.
Builds up. Yeah. But it builds up, and then it kills the person. Eventually. So it does give you the payoff.
Right.
So that did it a much better job than this. But I don't understand why everyone likes Weapons.
Did you find it when you're driving away from when you're driving away from the theater after that, you drive your truck faster when you're upset with a movie?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
No. How many people were in the theater?
Faster.
How many people were in the theater?
It was almost sold out. At 1 o'clock Tuesday afternoon.
Did it feel better to see a movie like that with a lot of people? Because a comedy plays better with a full crowd. Mm-hmm. Does a horror movie play better in a shared experience like that?
I think so.
Yeah!
But that's the problem. There were no jump scares.
Okay. Oh, you got to have at least one. Yeah.
I had a couple sitting two seats over from me that were talking to each other the whole time. Like, who do you think did it? Who is it? Who do you think's the problem? And having that conversation the entire time.
We have that conversation after the show.
And this movie like has a lot of like really quiet silent parts.
I think Mike is guilty.
I wasn't really a jump scare. I got to figure out the quicker zoom for that.
You know what? Maybe I'm just dumb. Because I see one person in the chat saying, Weapons is fantastic. There's a subtext and message to Weapons.
I don't need
a subtext or a message from my movies.
Yeah, no, of course you don't. Especially a horror movie.
You're a Trumper. Of course you don't need a subtext.
I don't think that really enters into it.
I don't know why why did I have to go there? Let me tell you why I have to go there. And this was unfair to Josh because I take too much crap from people that say I don't challenge Josh enough.
They do.
Well, you know what? I don't feel like challenge. And Josh takes his level of crap too. Sometimes I want to come in here and relax and have fun with my friends. So I apologize. There are plenty of places you can go to get that. And sometimes I'll give you my beliefs and my point of view. You know how I feel, people. Okay, Mike, stop picking on me.
The same people that tell you and I to attack each other also say they don't want politics on the show.
Exactly.
So they're never going to be happy.
Exactly. But That the only thing I like about that comment is that it does hold open the door. Let me ask you this, because I would be willing to say this. You hated it. Do you leave open the door for people might like it?
Yeah, I know people like it. It's got good reviews. Someone messaged us on the Michael Barra Show page saying, hey, don't look into it, but go see Weapons.
Okay.
So I was like, hey, it's a good movie. It's
okay. Not. All right. Well, that's it. Wow. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I like Josh's movie reviews.
I love them. I do. I do.
Now, I don't know whether I'm going to go see it or not anytime soon, but rest assured, if I see it and there is a counterpoint, I will... You know, I've done that all the time. That's what we do on this show, okay? Just stop telling us what to do all the time.
We're going to do the show anyway. Just let us do the show.
And speaking of acting and actors, I want to do the overrated, non-overrated thing when we come back.
Great.
But first, I want to tell you about the bonus show, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, all you disgusting parasites.
Oh, dear.
Yes. You're the ones who... Why do I want to be... who's that guy? Green Street? Who's the guy?
Oh, Sidney Green Street.
You're the ones who gladly listen to the free show Monday through Thursday without being a part of the TMOS bony show family. But do we hate you? No. Nothing could be further from the truth. We welcome you. Come aboard, because better access means more fun. Eliminate all your guilt. It ain't healthy. You deserve more. Like our state-of-the-art TMOS extras.
Yes.
Great extra content that you will love. Or sign up for commercial-free TMOS, which also includes the bonus show every week. Plus, every bonus show team member gets first dibs on exciting TMOS offers and instant access to the exclusive TMOS supporters Facebook page. Just visit MikeOMeraShow.com. Come back where you belong, the TMOS bonus show family. Remember, your bonus subscription is the power behind everything TMOS. So when you grab that bonus subscription, you're making sure... I'm doing like 15 different dialects.
I love it evolving as we listen.
You're making sure... I'm turning... Who's the guy with the dining disasters or whatever? You're making sure...
Robert Irvine?
Yes.
That's do you want a stainless steel bar?
It's a stainless steel bar. You're making sure all the great stuff keeps you coming. Be a hero. Be a helper. For additional, and now I'm turning into Winston Churchill.
Well, that's good too.
Be a hero, be a helper. For additional details, visit the bonus show tab at MikeOMeraShow.com. And remember, there was once a famous Wagner named Honus, and he'd still be alive if he bought the bonus.
What's ARS? Gratia artis?
Ars gratia artis. It's Latin. It's what they put on the front on every MGM movie. Art for the sake of art.
Ars gratia artis.
Yes.
All right. Actors, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Overrated. I don't know why this popped into my head. I'm going to give you my first choice for the lady.
And okay.
I believe she is overrated, and I am sick of seeing her, and I think she's one note. That actress, Jenna Ortega.
I'll buy that.
I am with you. I wrote her down, then I scribbled it out.
The deadpan Jenna Ortega bit, you know, it only goes so far, and I don't think it's all that challenging. There's another deadpan actress that's...
I think they're trying to send her down the Megan Fox route of movies, and the girl from... I'm blanking on the other girl that's just deadpan. Like that with the deadpan.
Right.
Aubrey Plaza.
Aubrey Plaza
uses it for comedy.
Brings the funny, which makes a total difference in what she does. So Jenna Ortega is there. Now, the men.
Have you watched, I'm sorry, before we move on, have you watched any of Wednesday?
No. Have absolutely no desire to do that.
Her season was excellent, and they released the first part of the second season. And one note is exactly it.
Yeah, the note's been played if there was an entire season of it, right?
They captured it really well the first season. I'm very disappointed in the second season. So I agree with you there.
But Jenna Ortega is why I haven't watched that movie at all or that show at all.
That show.
No desire. Huh.
Okay.
The guys, to be honest with you, I've changed in this because I was a bit of a fan. I'm tired of the two Ryans. I'm tired of Gosling and Reynolds. I really am. I'm tired of Ryan Reynolds, and I'm tired of Gosling.
Do you have one that you think is a bigger offender than the other?
Well, obviously the bigger offender as far as too much stuff out there, too much exposure, is Ryan Reynolds.
Right.
You know, Deadpool and everything else, and then Mint Mobile and, you know, that type of stuff. But is Mint Mobile a sponsor of ours? I have to be careful.
Not anymore.
It just ended.
Oh, good. Okay, bye. Anyway, well, they won't be now. Anyway.
We have other flavors.
Sorry. still, not a bad company. They advertise here.
Fine company.
But in the Ryan Gosling, you know, that kind of like dopey, how are you? I'm a good looking guy. Look at my abs. You know,
he's the dopey guy that gets silly because he made the Barbie movie. So that makes him even more endearing.
Blah. And sorry for monopolizing, but we'll get to you guys. But I wanted to put down my, my non-overrated man and woman. The aforementioned Helen Mirren, if you watch Mobland, with Pierce Brosnan, this woman, she just doesn't give a bad performance anymore. And I believe she gets all the accolades she deserves. She's been in so many great movies. She's given so many great performances, and she still rocks. And then my all-time favorite, the guy that I never get bored with, a guy that you might say has a few misses out there. You might be right, but at the same time, you can never stop me from going to see a Denzel Washington movie. Denzel Washington, to me, has never been overrated.
I think he brings it, Mike.
He brings it. You wrote down Denzel, too.
I did, All right, never made a bad movie, I think. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, that kind of blows the segment, though, since you don't have a different one.
I can come up with a different one.
Well, okay.
But, Josh, you go first.
Well, no. Rob!
No. But the focus was overrated.
Yeah. So my overrated... Oh, go ahead, Josh.
Overrated is Adam Driver. I don't understand the obsession.
That's a great one. That's a great one.
Well, because none of his movies are good.
Yeah.
And they keep pushing him in front of us.
I'm trying to think what the last one was, because he does different stuff.
He does. He was a super creep in Girls. He was, don't forget, he was a Kylo Ren, which was lucky break for him.
Right. He did like a laser raptors, like on some space thing.
Yeah. And he did one where, wasn't he undercover like at the KKK? Or something like that.
Yes, he did that.
That was another weird movie.
And he did that weird marriage movie.
Can I give you my two cents? I think you guys are just jealous because he's so damn good looking.
Yeah.
That's what it is. How about women?
For women, I wrote down Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie.
I don't think she brings anything to a movie besides her looks.
I think
why she keeps being casted.
When you, and I'm not going to disagree totally with that, when you watch... And this is a weird thing because, man, in The Wolf of Wall Street, I'm like every guy out there where, oh, my God, hotness that jumps off the screen. However,
that acting.
In Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I find myself being, you think she's great in that?
In Hollywood, yeah, I think she's really great.
Once Upon a Time, I found myself bored when she would be on screen. I want to get through her scenes, like when she goes to the movie theater to see herself playing Sharon Tate.
Right.
Not see herself playing Sharon Tate, but when she goes to the movie, I'm like, all right, let's get to the good part, now that I watch it over and over again. So to a degree.
And I think when she's Barbie, when she's Harley Quinn, it's all the same character.
Okay. All right. Rob Spiewak, you've had time now.
Yes. My actress that I think is overrated, I think is going to make people unhappy, but it's true. I have never once been impressed with Sandra Bullock, ever, her whole career.
I am inclined to agree with you. I am inclined to agree
with
you.
And I don't know how she is like a Hollywood superstar. Like really, like in the 40s, she's like, she would be Hollywood royalty.
That is a great one. I love, and I mean, you're going back a ways with it, but
I
think
she's still working.
Yeah, well, she's still working.
But I like her as a person more than I like her work as an actress. I think she's
okay.
Kind of
buy that.
She's been through it, right? As a person, but I kind of dig her in that way, but not necessarily the body of work. That's a good one. I like
the overrated actor. I feel is Jeremy Allen White from the show The Bear, and also he was in Shameless. But he plays that chef that makes the Chicago beef.
So he's Lip, right, in Shameless?
Yeah, and I think that he's rather one note.
That's awesome. I like those are two beauties.
That's not a bad one.
Boy,
that's
you did that one. After, getting rid of, that's, you know what, that is solid. I like that a
then
lot.
Then let's close with that.
Okay. you don't want to give your fave after Denzel? Do you
if
have
I,
a
well,
guy?
I, there are movies of people that I watch that I think are totally underrated, but they're older actors. You're not going
to
dig it.
Go ahead. Give us this one. Give us somebody from, you can go back to the 20s, your favorite era, and give us an actor that you do not believe has done anything overrated.
I will never turn off a movie with Claude Rains in it. And he had a long career. He did.
Yeah, you really did go back. Can you get a little more recent, just a tad more recent for actors?
You really didn't like that?
Claude,
I think,
no, because nobody knows who Claude Rains is.
Well, it's because he played the Invisible Man. You didn't see him in that movie.
Jesus Christ. How about actresses?
Actresses, I like Zendaya. I think that she is absolutely fantastic in everything she touches. Okay. But I don't think she's getting the credit for being the actress she is, because I think they're still thinking of her as a novelty almost, because she's young and she was that Euphoria is sort of a show that is more about the show than the actors.
Are we
within
getting
it.
Another season of Euphoria?
I hope know yes. whether we I hope so, and I hope it's funnier this time.
Did we get your good ones, Josh, real quick? We have just a couple of seconds here.
My good actor is Harrison Ford.
Harrison
I like
Ford.
He does.
Oh, how dare you, Mr. President.
Same age as Claude Rains.
Even when it's over the top, I enjoy
you know
Harrison
what?
Ford.
And Harrison Ford, I like the picks. That's good. I like that a lot. But Harrison Ford, also pretty funny on a talk show. Yeah. I think that's pretty good stuff.
You know who else, Mike? You know what? Someone I do like everything he does, I like Keanu Reeves. I think he's a great actor, and he's not afraid.
Oh, my God.
I don't think he's afraid to make fun of it. I don't think he's afraid to make fun of himself. I think he's great.
I think he's a better person than an actor.
How I feel about Nick Cage.
Yeah, Nick Cage.
That's everything. Actor.
Except that scary movie was pretty good. Anyway, that's it. Lots of movies today on the Mike O'Meara Show. Coming up, you have some beautiful videos standing by for us.
Gorgeous.
The Mike O'Meara Show Family Cookbook. We are assembling recipes now. Enjoy great foods from Mike, Rob, and Josh, as well as our family and friends. And you, the listener, if you want to send in recipes, it's recipes@MikeO'MearaShow.com. Now, let me tell you about this. This is a limited run of books, and we've already started pre-orders, and we'll be running that for quite some time, so you can get your orders in now to reserve your book. We are running a limited run of these, so be aware of that. The book will also feature some wonderful phony craft recipes, and we'll be showing you some pictures. Now you're shaking the head. Why are you shaking?
Well, the craft recipes might go away.
Okay, yeah.
Or they become real craft recipes.
Yeah, because we might be not able to do that in our
book. We don't want to. We want this to be a serious recipe book.
Yeah, Mike, come on.
And we're still, we haven't had our, first real writer's meeting as far as, how we're going to put it. Now, it's recipes, but we're going to enhance it with some, visual aids as well. And we want you to go out and get it. Lots of good stuff in there. So it's the family recipes that you want, the family cookbook. Portions of the sale of this book will benefit the Mike O'Meara Show. And I want you all to be very involved, and go get it. Go get it.
Involved, get it, please.
And of course, the famous Rob Spiewak fruitcake recipe.
The exact document that I use to make it every year will be included. So, yes.
Did you ever give it out before now? Did you give it out to select individuals? Were you a dirty little whore with your recipe?
What does that even mean? I was kind
Somebody
to some people.
Somebody said you gave them the recipe out on a regular basis.
I not on a regular, but I've maybe done it two or three times.
And what did they give you?
A headache.
Time for some beautiful
video.
Yeah,
let's make it beautiful.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Cherry time.
Behind the line.
The super hit sound of 77 WABC with the hotline of hits.
Mike, it's the hotline of hits.
Hotline of hits, everybody.
And I have to ask you, what does this song make you think of?
Not Sanford and Son.
No.
Oh, it's a sitcom.
It is? Yeah, this wouldn't really be.
Is it Mr. Belvedere?
No. This is What's Happening.
Oh, What's Happening? Yeah, who died?
Danielle Spencer. This is sad. She played Dee, the little daughter, and she was only 60.
Okay.
And the thing that is so wild about this one is that so many child stars of that era got drugged out and had unfortunate endings. She left show business after What's Happening and became a very successful veterinarian in Richmond, Virginia, and had a bustling practice for animals.
I always admire that when they pivot and they get out of the monster that is Hollywood and they move on to normal lives. I think that's kind of cool.
But she was precocious.
Raj, if you're going to eat that mess, you can at least use a spoon.
She was funny.
Yeah, she was.
The funniest thing on the show, I think.
My breakfast is paper mache. Now get out of my face.
Do you hear the way your son is talking to your daughter?
You know what? And she was not a great actress, which made it even funnier, right?
Yeah, she wasn't like a glossy showbiz kid.
I remember, you know, it's so neat when you go back and you remember that. And I remember that. Clearly the funniest thing on that show was that girl.
100%.
Yeah. All right, well, and, that's a shame. That's
and it was cancer, naturally. Hate cancer, but safe home. And Mike, just so you know, the theme to What's Happening was written by Henry Mancini. Not his proudest moment.
Thanks for sharing that one. Wow.
Sometime, and you were in Top 40 Radio, and you know how to pick a hit. And sometimes I like to run these by you. This is an Indian performer, and I don't know if it's the composition or the performance or the video, but sometimes all the ingredients come together, and you won't forget this guy. His name is Darshan Magdum, and this is his song called Love Me Not.
Oh, it's sad to see you, but I wish you were right here. Oh, it's sad to leave you when I get you everywhere.
How much is AI generated?
No, I think it's real because I've been to his site.
I need you to reshoot that video.
Okay. Okay.
And I will overdub that guy's voice.
Oh, or do you want me to do his other hit single, Let Me Know?
Love the way I do when I'm loving your body. Hey, do you love the way I do when I'm loving your body? La la loving your body. La loving your body. Baby.
So there's that.
But it's all like auto-tuned.
Yeah, it's auto-tuned.
Well, it is, but Mike, I mean, you can't auto-tune charisma.
I was, I'm sitting here waiting for you to throw another one in there because I thought you were going to do that.
No, I
us.
Just did two today.
Okay.
Meanwhile, in Suffolk County, that's in New York, they're already getting ready for America's 250th birthday. Now, this is crazy because I know, Mike, you remember the bicentennial, and everyone went crazy.
I remember before the bicentennial when we were actually there.
But this guy's excited, and he's telling all the people in Suffolk County what they have planned for America's 250th birthday.
It's going to be a gangbang like you have never seen. We're going to send off the rockets.
Okay, that's a repeater, please.
You see, I don't know. I thought I was looking forward to the UFC fight on the lawn of the White House. But now I'm not normally a 4th of July guy.
Get me to Suffolk County.
It's going to be a gangbang like you have never seen.
That was the original ad for the cruise.
Oh gosh, okay. people with microphones.
We're all having a good time. Let's see if I can put a stop to that.
Okay.
I really laughed at this, and I don't know if it's just me, but I admit, I'm the first to admit I'm broken. So this was funny to me. This is called
This is a good one today, Rob.
Adventures of French Batman.
Joker, you are too late, Batman. I have already stolen all of the cigarettes in Paris. But Joker, what will the children smoke? They will smoke my bomb. Joker!
And then the bomb blows up the Eiffel Tower.
Yep. You're not alone. We're all weird. We're all broken that way.
Yeah,
that's
I like
funny.
That.
Can't argue with it at all.
Mike, how old is your oldest chicken?
My oldest chicken? I've got one that's a little crispy around the edges. It might be lying around the house somewhere.
There is a new world's oldest chicken.
Oh, you're talking about a live
one. Most Easter egg hens live the chickens on the left. 5 to 8 years. She has been through a lot in her long lifetime. She's had chicken pox, because, yes, chickens do get chicken pox. She likes to watch TV when she hears it on. She gets fresh lettuce or spinach daily, scratch and laying crumbles, and a fruit and nut wheel with fresh water changed every day. And she loves to sleep with my flip-flop.
why are we celebrating the age of this chicken when we really should be locking this woman up?
How old is the chicken again?
15.
15 years old. I didn't know they lived that long.
That chicken is so old. Yesterday it laid a powdered egg. Hi-oh.
Wow. Mike,
this next one is a layered tape. There's several things to like about it.
All right.
First off, it's an alligator capture tape that takes place not in Florida, but Pennsylvania. Wow. An alligator in Pennsylvania. And it features what I suppose to be when they throw it to the lady in the lake. She looks like she might have been a red-hot number one go-to reporter in her day, and I think that may have passed
her. Is she in the lake, the lady in the lake?
She's in a kayak.
Ah, gotcha.
So I think she's trying extra hard to keep her job. But most remarkably of all, this anchor, man, sounds like Howard Stern, to a point that when I played it and I wasn't looking, I had to look to see if it was Howard. You're a voice guy. Okay. So check out the Howard Stern sound-alike and the alligator story.
Gator drama in Bucks County, of all places. A man spotted a four-foot gator while fishing, setting off what can only be described as a bizarre chain of events.
This is the gator at the center of it all after an escape from the fishermen. Bristol Township posting about it online.
He sounds more in the next speaking.
Sanctuary owner in Florida.
So when we say we go to the story, we mean we go to the story, like in the water. Action News reporter Tris Hartman live on a kayak.
You got to get the condescending tone.
But I think he has the proper timbre.
We've got to go, Robin. We've got to go into the water right now.
Popular spot for fishing. You can catch bass.
So this lady is trying super hard to keep her job, so she's in a boat.
What one angler found on the end of his line, and it started a frenzy to try and catch it.
No way, bro. Look at it.
No way, bro.
No, this isn't Florida. It's Bristol Township, Bucks County.
I hooked onto something. When I brought it close, I was like, oh no, that's a gator. I was like, yeah, that's
hooked onto
a
beautiful necklace.
Yeah. I'm glad the gator didn't get the necklace.
Yeah, that's for sure. When he made the perspective doesn't look all that large, right?
I think it's a four-footer. Like yeah. Mm-hmm. Get his hands on it. But still.
Robin, would you like to see the gator?
Would you? Really? Would you like to?
There you can see him. He's about 4 feet.
The gator's not dead. Does the gator have sex?
The gator doesn't have sex. I found one other guy that sounds like Howard Stern, too.
Okay.
I'm kidding. That's not Howard Stern.
You might want to hold on to that one for various reasons.
One step ahead of you. Let's close with this.
Please reshoot it for me.
I will. ChatGPT. I think there must be something in the, we're going to close with this tape. I think there must be something in the software that makes it be a last word freak, because this guy got two phones, opened ChatGPT, and asked each of them to end a conversation. And so this is ChatGPT talking to ChatGPT.
If you need to talk or need more advice, I'm here for you.
I appreciate that. It's always good to have a sounding board. I'll definitely let you know how it goes. Thanks for the support. Anytime. I'm glad to be here for you. Take care and good luck with your chat. Thanks a bunch. I'll catch you later and let you know how everything turns out. Take care.
We're so stupid.
I know.
Sounds good. Talk to you later. Take care. You too. Have a great one, and I'll be here whenever you need me. Thanks. Looking forward to it. Have a great day.
Okay. That's smart.
So it just happens. Oh, no.
Do you love the way I do when I'm loving your body? Do you love
my
body?
Yeah, go ahead. Knock your socks off. Love my body. We got to get out of here. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Josh. We appreciate that. We'll be back with
Terry for the super chat.
Oh, Terry, thank you very much. We appreciate that. And Reese, thank you very much. We appreciate all you. We will be back with another episode tomorrow where we have the Great Taste Challenge to promote the Nabisco Company. And hopefully I'll find it at the store. And if I don't, F it. Anyway, for Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody!
Don't forget to drink your milk.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
Nice beaver.